to Tamarindo Podcast. Un podcast para ti
y para mí.
Tamarindo Podcast is your host,
Luis Octavio.
And Brenda Gonzalez. And we are your socially conscious talk show with a Latino vibe. We are amigos talking politics, food, music, and life. Welcome! Hey, where are we, Luis?
Estamos en Las Vegas.
And this is our first experiment with our travel mic that was made possible by support from listeners like you.
Muchas gracias por te escuchas.
Yeah, okay, so we are actually here in Las Vegas. We were volunteering for the Hillary campaign, well, some of us were, but Luis contributed because he drove us here. And now we're going to meet with, who are we going to meet now, Luis?
Oh my God, this is so exciting, you guys. We're going to meet with Latinos Who Lunch.
Woo! And we're going to do a Latinos Who Dinner because it's late time.
I know, but we're really excited and we're glad that we're trying this new mic because we're going to do on the road and we're going to go to Oaxaca and try it too, right?
Yes. So this is our first try with our on the road episode here in Las Vegas. Okay, let's have our interview with Latinos Who Lunch. Oh my gosh, Luis, guess who we have on our show?
A ver, ¿a quién?
¿A quién? A Latinos Who Lunch, but it's dinner time, so it's Latinos Who Dinner.
Yes.
Hi.
Que show.
Okay, so who do we have here? Tell me.
Hi, I'm Fabi Fab.
Y?
Babelito.
And this is?
Latinos Who Lunch.
On Tamarindo Podcast. Yes.
As you can see, we rehearsed that.
Yes, this is wonderful. Okay, so we're actually in Las Vegas, and we're so happy. We're like borrowing your studio time.
Gracias.
And doing a great, awesome episode with you guys. And you will get to hear a lot about both of us if you listen to Latinos Who Lunch. And also, I was just coached not to bang on the table. No.
Damn, you should have seen Fabi Fab's face.
He gave me shade, okay.
We're family already, shade. Girl.
I know.
Well, listen to both of us. Subscribe to both of us, Latinos Who Lunch, and you can hear a lot of us, our time with them. This is our crossover episode, and they're here with us now, except for we're technically with them. It's very complicated, but just listen. So the thing that we want to talk to you guys about, because I think we have a lot of mutual fans, which is phenomenal. First, very quickly, tell me about Latinos Who Lunch. The history, what is it, where can people find you?
Well, you can find us at latinoswholunch.com. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and soon on Audio Boom, just like you guys. So we're really excited about that.
Que vos tan sexy, ¿verdad?
Ew.
Yo acá, todo, Dios
mío. I just
mío.
Spilled my beer on my face.
Acá Brenda ya se mojó.
Cuidadito.
That's what happens when the significant others leave the room because they were here earlier.
Sí. Estamos más relaxed ahorita.
Sí.
Oh my God. So, we just, but you can jump in anytime, or I can just do all the work.
No,
that's
just
fine.
Go ahead and enjoy while your Duvalin. Enjoy Duvalin. Your Duvalin.
He's eating a Duvalin, so. We love podcasts and we wanted to do a podcast about two queer friends sitting down talking. And as soon as one of our friends said, oh, Latinos Who Lunch, Ladies Who Lunch. Perfect.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And this is after weeks of searching for
the
name.
Oh my God.
And that was the name, Latinos Who Lunch, because of Ladies Who Lunch.
We will sit down at coffee shops and just like brainstorm names.
Okay. Isn't that funny?
It took us 5 minutes.
Like, yeah.
Really?
Like, it took us 5 minutes too, but we were thinking about other names. So what other names were you guys thinking about before Latinos
Who Lunch made it? Yeah, which were there on the scratch
list? We wanted it to be an English word and a Spanish word, mm-hmm. So that they knew that we were. So we were like podcast,
el podcast.
Yeah, like podcast in America, Latinos Who, you know, like Latinos Who Podcast. Mm-hmm. Or we had so many names.
And this was after mixed fit class. She's like, oh,
we went to a fitness class. She's like, you guys should just call it Latinos Who Lunch. You guys are always eating.
And we were like, what?
Well, that's wonderful. I love Latinos Who Yes. Learn. I love it. I love your intro. I love all of it. Our friends love it. It's phenomenal.
Everybody Aww. Loves it. So awesome. How long have you guys known each other for? Because your guys' conversation and your like interruptions and your
gracias
and your... It sounds like you guys have known each other forever.
2 years, believe it or not. Wow. It feels like a lifetime, but it's not.
I don't know.
What
is that
vocal fry?
Is that
it feels like a lifetime.
But
yeah,
it's
I'm
not.
Sick of this fool Sorry. Already. No, I'm just so lucky. I didn't see this. I always wanted to have a podcast. And when I met Babelito, I was like, oh my gosh, this guy knows what he's talking about. He knows about history. He knows about culture.
That's right.
And he knows about white people music. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. So if you all listen to the show, you get an educational lesson. It's also a familiar sound. If yes. you like Tamarindo, you will definitely love Latinos Who Lunch. So it's so awesome to be able to talk to you guys here like this. So I thought that what would be neat, since we are all very, very similar, talk about socially conscious topics, it would be cool to have the discussion around Latinx. So,
esa cara, Luis.
La cara.
This is why I wore my chanclas today.
So, if you are interested in Latino topics, you might have seen the phrase Latinx or the term Latinx kind of thrown in there interchangeably. There wasn't a memo about it, it's just thrown in there. So, what are our thoughts? What are your thoughts on Latinx?
Oof.
Let's talk with you. Let's start with you because
Babelito,
we have
Babelito,
what's
happening?
Babelito, there.
Okay,
where do I? The history guy.
I have different perspectives of it. I see my friends here in the States that are using it. Mm-hmm. I see the legacy of using the X, this connection that people in the Chicano community have with Aztlan, that have with the Nahuatl language, you know?
Mm-hmm. La X.
La X, right. So the adding of the X to be more inclusive. However, when about these discussions in Mexico, it's completely different because we give a gender to everything, and it doesn't mean claro. That if this is called a cerveza, it doesn't mean that we're being discriminating against dudes because cerveza is female or we're...
What do we call it, cerveza?
It's just the structure of Spanish is different. And also, it's a generational thing. Like, we know about this because we're always online, but my family doesn't know about adding the X to this thing. So are we being exclusive by trying to be inclusive? Which, that's what history teaches us, right? That mm-hmm. that's what we end up doing most of the time. So I'm in defense with the term. I've used it.
Can I ask how old you are?
I'm
34. 34. 34. ¿Y tú cuántos años tienes? ¿Y tú?
I'm 30 years young.
Oh, come on.
¿En serio? I'm 30, yes.
Oh, my God, you're a baby. Don't even talk to us. What's your name? How old are you?
Yo me quedé.
Ya está.
Ya está.
Ya se le subió.
I've had a lot of beers.
Ya se le subió lo junior.
Hi, junior.
What's your name?
What's your name, Luis?
My name is Luis Octavio. I'm your co-host.
Who are you?
Este...
Where did you come from?
Yeah. How old are you, Luis? How old are you?
I am 34 también.
Okay, I'm 33.
Oh, my God. So young.
So young.
A los treintañeros over here.
It's interesting. So you're 30.
Yeah.
And what is your thoughts on Latinx?
On Latinx?
Yeah.
Well, mine are more petty. Mine are like Latinx. That's really hard to say. Like, that doesn't roll off
Latinx.
The tongue.
Latinx. Latinx. Los Latinx.
Latinx. Like, it's like Kleenex. I don't like it. But
it sounds like Latina, like Latina del Baño or something.
Latinx.
Rotoplas or fucking.
How
right?
How do you feel about it, Luis?
Please tell us.
Okay, No.
Okay. But in all seriousness, that's just the surface. Okay,
all right.
So when I first started reading the word in the scriptures,
the scriptures,
you know, the holy Bible of
I got that new Bible, you know, yeah.
Of
when you go to those hipster
the
hotels,
holy Bible
yeah,
of
they put
the,
yeah. No, when I started reading the word Latinx in articles, it would pop up every once in a while. And after a while, I got it. I said, you know what? I understand. Because for the longest time, they were putting the at symbol,
the
la roba.
Yeah, because again,
it's like
this
an O
is,
and an A.
Can you remind listeners what was the intention of putting the arroba?
Right. So putting the arroba, it looks like a letter A, like Latina, right? But it's
or
also an
Latino.
O. Like
you had to pronounce it Latino. Right?
Yeah.
Did you? I don't remember the pronunciation.
Everybody would say Latinao, Chicanao, or
okay. But what was the intention?
Like el venao.
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was some sort of music, something.
Oh my god, that's the jam, girl. You're taking me back. You're taking me back. Okay. Where were we? No, but okay. So I'm gonna put on my
serious face. Okay, did you see that? Was this not serious?
I know.
Face?
Well, no, but I want to talk. I'm on the other side too. I think that with all of this talk about gender nowadays and people trying to be sensitive, absolutely, we live in a patriarchy, right? And everything is gendered, and even if it's not on purpose and it's just language, and that's what that's, you know, cerveza
so
has an A. It's a subtle way of mm-hmm. It's a patriarchy, right? So
right.
It's like a
it's
subtle
embedded, it's in
yes
there,
it's a subtle way of embedding it into our culture. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason that I don't like it is because it's so, the X is just so drastic, and to me, almost, it's almost like a slashing of the word. So to me, it's very dramatic, right? Mm-hmm. And whenever I see somebody being dramatic, you know,
he points at Babelito.
it ensues eye rolls. I'm like, ay, ya, es que se pasan estas, trying to be politically correct, es putting an X and es que se pasan. So, but
none of us. Okay, we're all privileged here because the four of us were born with the genitals that we. Embrace.
We identify mm-hmm. with the gender that we were born with. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, to me, I
except on Tuesdays because
I don't know. Like to me, that's what
Tuesday?
I think about. I think about the notion of trying to be more inclusive, mm-hmm. and I also feel like language. We give it the value that it. Like, we give the language value. So I think Latinx is like we came up with it. It's like, it's a new thing. And if we embrace it and drive it, then I think we can maybe correct some of the negative connotations around it.
But I also wonder to what extent this movement of decoloniality really is just us using the same tools of colonization to try to change things. And at the end, nothing ends up changing.
That's a good point.
Damn.
Tell us more about this. Break that down for us, Professor. Doctor.
Master's tool.
Break it down.
So that's where I pose that question because I cannot answer it. And that's mm-hmm. one thing I do in the classroom. So I try to show it with art throughout the whole semester. But it's something that we have to think about. It's easy to drop it, right?
Right.
But are we being discriminatory to our brothers and sisters in Latin America? But for Latinos, we're super inclusive. It's a question. Again, I am not. I'm in defense. I'm not going to defend more. I'm defending.
Have you used it before? Are you a Latinx who lunch?
I'm going to be honest. I've only used it in social media. Yeah. I mean, our name is Latinos
and,
who lunch.
And you're right. Using it in social media because you're like, are you seeing it more often? Because to me, like, I feel like there was no memo about it, but like now everybody's using it.
Yeah, I don't get offended. I don't get, it doesn't, to me, it's just becoming more regularly used. So when I see it, I don't even notice it sometimes anymore mm-hmm. because, and I think that's a good sign maybe for the point of it, right? Because mm-hmm. it's supposed to be a neutral term. But for example, Latinos who lunch, we identify, that's a self-identifier, Latinos.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. just for mm-hmm. us two on the show. Mm-hmm. We're not saying that Latino is the correct term to use because even the term Latino is...
It's loaded.
Ding, 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 problematic, right? Yeah. So it's very complicated and it sucks. Like we were saying, like the more woke you are,
the more of a burden, right? There's so much responsibility.
You're just
with
always
this
fucking tired because
put the sheets back on my eyes. I'd rather not.
Dame más autor.
But Luis, I see your face over here and I'm loving all these expressions.
Yeah. Tell us more, Luis. What do you feel?
I think that let's agree to disagree. You know, because I think people are going to want to use it, but not the reason behind it. And you're right. You just mentioned, like, the more woke you are, the more you start realizing these things, right, that are problematic and that push you in a certain way. For me personally, I don't care too much for it. Like, I'm not going to use it. Like, I don't identify with it. I don't care for it. But at the same time, those who do use it, it's fine because they have their reasoning behind why they're using it, right? So I just think that that's one of the things here in the United States that we're so, PC.
No? Yes.
There's always, politically correct, you always have to watch what you say. And I hate that.
I don't know if I hate that. Personally, I think it's a beautiful thing about being American. These are the qualities I admire about being American over being Mexican. Because in Mexico, they'll catch up later. They're not getting it that it's inclusive around the gender binary.
It makes me feel like I have to be super careful about what I say. Y como lo digo.
Well, you should. You know? Because you need to think about not being exclusive to people.
Don't touch
exclusive,
my hair.
Exclusive to people that don't feel like the male female and then categories
just to add to that, I feel like it's also happening in Latin America when what happened with Juan Gabriel and the insults that he got right after he died, and how everybody,
there was insults, I don't even know
there
about
was a
this.
Guy in Televisión UNAM who said his lentejuelas are jotas, his lentejuelas
oh,
are this
right.
And he got
yes.
fired within a day because
wow.
people in social
that's
media
good, man, because
in
it's
Mexico
time.
Yes so I think
yeah,
people
we're in a good
will,
time
too.
Right now
yeah.
because we're calling each other out and it's uncomfortable because and sorry I just banged the table again
it's okay.
which is a no-no on
it's,
the podcast
hey it's for your show
but I think it's very uncomfortable because we're all learning about these new terms and how to be more inclusive. I know that I've been called out by friends when I might say, oh my gosh, I'm dressed like a bum. And then my friends will be like, well, what is a bum dressed like? What do you mean by a bum?
Ooh.
What's a bum? And you realize, yeah. you know what? Yeah, that's a loaded word as well. So I think it's uncomfortable and it's new, but I'm comfortable with being corrected and being uncomfortable with expanding my vocabulary.
Yeah. And I think that comes with the territory of having friends that are socially conscious. Mm-hmm. So I actually just had a conversation with a friend of mine that put on Facebook, like, I'm sick of this call out culture. Like, I'm sorry. I'm a white cisgender male, right? I am not aware of everything because I'm in a fucking bubble and I'm sick. I'm not making any noise on the table. I'm sick of everybody calling me out. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells all
That's
the time. And I just told him, I was like, well, you know what? You're actually blessed because you're surrounded by people that are aware of all these social issues. Imagine being a person that's surrounded by people that don't correct you or that think that what the bigotry or the ignorance that's spewing out of your mouth is actually okay. That's where you're in danger. Mm-hmm. That is the real issue.
Yeah.
So if we're fed up with people using Latinx, we're fucking blessed because we're aware of that word.
And
I bet you 90.
Yeah, this is already a privilege that we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
I bet you 98% of my family hasn't heard that term.
Yeah.
Right.
You know
it's
what
true.
I mean? And we're
yeah,
here talking about it.
This is the thing about academia. This is the thing about people that listen to like smart podcasts are hearing it. I don't think if I don't know. I don't think we're seeing it as often in regular mainstream media. Mm-hmm. So it is the whole thing is very interesting.
So is this a caso cerrado or todavía no?
Well, I don't know. To me, I'm using it interchangeably. Like right now, if you look at our bio on Twitter, it'll still say a socially conscious talk show with a Latino vibe. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say a Latinx vibe, but maybe it should start saying a Latinx vibe. To me, I'm using it interchangeably. The other thing that I worry about is because Latino arroba was had the exact same intention, but that went away. So is this a trendy thing? Are we going to get rid of it?
Also, when people use the X to tie them to an indigenous culture or whatever, that also bothers me sometimes because there's a lot of that kind of like fake, like I'm an Aztec warrior, and I'm like, and bitch,
please, do you want to be sacrificing people?
And that's a thing.
That's
like,
what my problem is with that.
That's one thing about the about certain history of Chicano culture. I understand it. I respect it. They can trace their roots to Aztlan, and it's a beautiful thing. But let's not forget, people.
Había otros.
No, not only that. That the Aztecs were imperialist people.
I know, and
they were conquering
human sacrificing. Do we want to be that tied to our roots?
I mean, sacrifice is like a whole thing with religion and all Mesoamerica. And it's more complicated, right? But the Aztecs were imperialistic people, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And it's something that I think we like to forget because we...
romanticize exactly, this period, right?
Exactly. So I think that it's what we say about Freed, it's what we say about other things. It's not. I'm not making a call for everybody to hate or to completely change. It's just we need to be aware that we are always romanticizing these things, and we do it every day with Instagram posts. We do it with Facebook posts, and maybe that's what we're doing with Latinx. You know, maybe not. It's a thing that we're not gonna resolve today, but we definitely need to start thinking about because we are.
I'm here for it. I know it's annoying to some people, but I think that we're talking about it right now. We're talking about our identities, and I think that's cool, and I think that's important. So I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for now, I'm going to use it interchangeably because I also, I like the idea of we can own language and we can drive it, and if we decide that this is the new, more inclusive language for us, we can decide that. So that's what I like about mm-hmm. it. Luis, what's your verdict?
I'm just kind of caso cerrado this one.
La gente ha dicho.
That's okay. That's
la gente
okay.
ha dicho.
Okay, well, I have one more thing I want to do with our friends from Latino Who Lunch. So we introduced a concept a couple episodes ago mm-hmm. that we want to hear your pedos. Farts.
Okay.
But we want to know, like, what are your problems? What are your things that you're dealing with? And we did have a listener tell us one of her pedos. And basically, her concern is that she's got a really, like, a real problem with people that call illegals, that illegals are the reason, the problem for everything. So how, in a nutshell, she says, I can't stand it when people refer to undocumented immigrants as illegal. How do you address situations like that, especially when it's coming from a friend or a relative, when they call undocumented people illegals? What about people who blame all of the nation's problems on immigrants? Okay, how do we help people comfortably navigate conversations with friends that are calling undocumented immigrants blaming undocumented immigrants for all of our problems and calling them illegals? What are your thoughts on how we can do
that? Oh, man. Whenever I hear these kind of questions, I think to one of my uncles who's very close-minded and will use that kind of language. And the way that I deal with it is I ask questions to the person. Mm-hmm. So they'll say the word, this legal thing hasn't come up yet, but he's very homophobic, for example. Mm-hmm. So he has used the F word before in mm-hmm. front of me.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, Theo, why do you use that word? And then he's kind of caught off guard. Yeah. I don't know, because people, I'm like.
Does he use that word, or are you talking about in Spanish?
Oh, no, girl. He says faggot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so in front of me, right? Yeah. So, okay, well, you know, that's hate speech, and you really shouldn't say that word. Just asking questions sometimes mm-hmm. makes them think about what they're saying. So why are you saying illegal? Or, like, illegal? The worst when they say illegal alien,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God, yeah. Like,
so sometimes asking questions is the best, or just repeating or just saying the word undocumented over and over mm-hmm. and over again mm-hmm. instead of illegal in front of them. Because to be honest, sometimes people don't even know that that is offensive.
Yeah, maybe I could ask, like, did you ever get a speeding ticket? Did you do something illegal? Can I call you illegal now?
Exactly. And I think that speech comes from ignorance. So when you ask those questions, most of the time they're not going to be prepared to answer them.
Answer, yeah.
So that's a great advice that Fabi's giving us. It's because of ignorance, they're not gonna be able to challenge you. Because mm-hmm. I'm assuming that this person, she or he is woke and will be able to challenge them. And it doesn't matter if it's like best friend or like a stranger. Just do it, because I mean that's it. Like enough, you know, like enough. So go for it.
Asking the question. What do you think, please?
No, that's a good one. I think
or just punch them in the face.
No, that's probably my normal tactic.
Un chanclazo. Un chanclazo,
exactly.
Right?
Una chancla.
We should have chancla keychains
for those chancla keychains.
For those momentos.
Yes, yeah. Para esos momentos.
Para esos momentos. Yeah. This question was from Lola's Cocina, yeah?
I think so, yeah. That's
perfect.
Right.
So a big shout out to Lola's Cocina. She wanted to say hi to you guys because she's a huge fan.
Hey, Lola.
Hi.
But I think that what you're saying is definitely great. You know, throwing the question back at them and seeing like what their reaction is and seeing like what does that even mean? Like, do you even know what you're saying? You know, I think that that's
or
a good...
playing dumb. I love to play dumb sometimes too.
Oh, okay.
Like my cousin, one of my cousins was. I'm just calling all my family out. I know. Whatever. They're like, we got a flat tire, and you know, we got lost in this really ratchet neighborhood. You know, and I go, what's ratchet mean?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. like, I know what
Well, I mean, that's how I was corrected by my friend when I said I'm dressed like a bum. Well, what a bum
yeah,
stress.
What a bum stress. Like, yeah, right. So asking that question. And then he was forced to say what he meant by that word.
Mm-hmm. And when you learn to do that and then you see you start disabling them, oh, you enjoy that so
it's
much.
Beautiful.
Damn. Beautiful
thing. people
Malévolo.
Oh, somebody else is wet over here.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So what are some of your pedos?
Oh my gosh. So many pedos. So little time. you know what? I am sick of white people associating Mexicanidad with maracas.
Oh my God.
Like, okay, can we talk about that? I love it that you guys have I love that you guys have a matraca on your show because that's very real
That's Mexican.
But like, I was in this art show one time and this lady, I thought this lady had it together. Like, and for my reception, she came with maracas. Like,
no mames.
I'm not kidding, girl. So let me tell you. And like, so they hired like a mariachi. Another thing.
Mariachis are beautiful.
They're great. Okay. And but then she just pulled out, literally in the art gallery, pulled out maracas from her purse. And I was just like, oh, I was ben ajena. I was so embarrassed.
What?
She
just like
and started playing along with the mariachis.
Wow.
And I'm like,
amazing.
And she didn't see anything wrong with it. And I just thought, oh man, I've never in my life, I mean, as a Mexicano, or I'm half Guatemalan, half Mexican, but I've never just like busted out a maraca. Like that's such a trope, you know, from TV shows, I think, or from that all Latinos use maracas.
Did you guys have a history about maracas?
No.
No, wait, matracas.
Matracas. You said that.
Tell us about your history about matracas.
I was telling Brenda and Luis that I went to an exhibition in New Mexico, and there was all these objects from crypto Jews from Mexico, and they had little maracas that came from the 13th and 14th century, because the maracas date back then, and it used to be used, for example, the raucous sound, for example, is closely associated with the 14th date in the month of Adar, and reading from the book of Esther. Each time Haman the Cruel was named in the book, listeners creating an amazing amount of commotion, and the earliest maracas, they can date back to 1279.
Matracas.
So there's also they were also known as Caracas. That's why I got confused.
Caracas, matracas.
Yes. So there's this long history, because that's another thing, and that's my pedo. Speaking of that, we
silent but deadly.
us as a culture, we're a product when we're talking about it of colonization, as much as we hate it. And as part of that colonization, it's not just Spanish taking over indigenous people, it's people from all over the world that came in, and it's an incredible, diverse culture.
Latinos, we're like the original. mixture, the original, melting, what's it called? Pot. No, when you go to a restaurant and it's like
chop suey?
Fusion.
We are the original chop fusion.
Yeah, it won in this
Chomin.
At the 17th century, Mexico City was like New York. There were people trading from Africa, from everywhere.
Well,
and that's
papel de China. We're right now. We are
exactly.
In
you guys
studio.
Talked about this in one of your podcasts.
Yeah, we are in an art studio where we feel like we're inside of a piñata because there's all this beautiful papel de China from papel de China.
Yeah.
It's literally what it says.
Translates,
from China.
You know what's so funny that you mentioned that? Because, you hear a lot about these things, like, por ejemplo, la matraca, and you automatically think it's Mexicana, right? Mm-hmm. Or you think about papel china and you associate it with this, but it came from all sorts of different parts of the world.
I mean, all of our food, el mole, is like the same spices as in India.
Claro.
Ajonjoli.
Ajonjoli.
That's right. Yes. Even el agua de horchata. Yes. El agua de horchata is not from Mexico, right?
What? So where is it from?
Egipto. Es Egipto. So there's this series, and I saw this on Canal 11 de Mexico. That's like the one channel I always watch when I'm in Mexico, Canal 11, because it's so educativo, right? Yeah. It's like it gives you so much knowledge. And so they have this web series where it's like cartoons, but they tell you the history of like piñatas, agua de horchata, things that are very synonymous with like Mexico,
yeah,
but are not originally from Mexico. And when I saw the whole horchata yeah. thing, I was like, no, it was crushed.
I did that to my mother.
We still got chocolate, girl.
I started deconstructing a lot of things in her kitchen. I'm like, that's not from Mexico. I said, Nor is not from Mexico. I was like, yes, it's from
Nor
Mexico.
Suiza.
Exactly. That's what I told her. I said, Mom, it's in the title, Suiza. She goes, ay, no es cierto, mijo.
Dude, I didn't even know that.
Nor Suiza.
Nor Suiza, yeah.
Oh, it's Swiss.
Lástima, Margarita.
Ya, córtenle.
All right.
I cannot handle
this
anymore.
We have so many pedos about our identity right now. But you know what? I know there's so many things to talk about. We could keep going for days. But I think we should switch to our section of questions that we ask everybody, which is, Luis, what are your questions?
Okay, here we go. A ver, ¿listos?
Okay. Listos,
one for each.
All right, uno cada quien. So we always ask our guest, if you were a telenovela, what would the title of your telenovela be? Or if you were the main character in this telenovela, what would the name of your character would be?
Okay, I thought about this a lot because I love your show. I have two options. Okay.
Dale.
Okay. The first one is based on Betty La Fea, okay. Right? Wasn't the title originally La Fea Más Bella?
Yes.
Okay.
La de Mexico.
So mine would be called El Feo Más Pedo.
That's what it
would
be. I love that.
So it would be and then if you guys go back to our second episode, we talk about RuPaul's Drag Race because we love it so much.
We love it too. Yes.
And we came up with some drag names at the end of the show, and I kept thinking about them, Abuelito.
Oh my God.
So I can't get over, you know, like the drink Tampico.
See? Yes.
I came up with the name Tammy Pico.
Oh,
so
okay.
One would be Las Aventuras de Tammy Pico the Light.
Yes.
All right. What about you, Babelito?
I don't have a drag name, but my villana from a telenovela will be Catalina Queer.
Oh my God. Ooh. That is so great.
Catalina Queer. Yes.
Oh, that is awesome.
Okay, if you threw a chancla at something, it could be concept, could be a thing, could be a person, who gets your chancla? Who wants to go first?
Oh my gosh. This is a tough one.
Chanclazos.
There's so many things.
Ayuri.
Ayuri?
Tell me more.
Ayuri's been supporting this anti-gay movie.
What?
Yet all these gays go see her still. I am done with you, Ayuri. Adios.
Ayuri? Who the fuck remembers Yuri?
I
mean,
I
this
do.
Is old
Yuri. Yuri's like
Yuri who?
Every Yuri's drag like queen in Mexico, girl.
Every gay person.
Yuri
yes.
is like going to
so
see Cher in Mexico.
Anti-gay.
And she became this ultra Christian, and she had no career, but we brought her back.
Yes,
and
I agree.
And we kept her alive for decades, and now she's coming supporting. And this is old news, but I hate her.
Okay, chanclazos para Yuri.
Yes, chanclazos.
Thank you, producer. Producer Jeff.
What about your chancla, Fabi?
Okay, oh my gosh. My chancla goes to those people that text me the day of an event and invite me to something.
Do you want to come with us out tonight?
That's why I grabbed my phone, because I was like, I think I did that. I think that chanclas is coming this way.
No, girl. No, I knew you guys were going to be here. You guys came correct, okay? You guys sent me an email. You sent me a text. I've known about this. Yes.
Email,
we've known about this date.
Calendar.
Of course, I put it on my Google Calendar 3 weeks ago.
Drove from New Mexico for it.
Yes,
already
yes. We drove.
Please plan ahead, people.
Yes,
plan ahead. It's rude.
It's so rude. And then they get mad when you don't show up to the birthday party or baby shower.
Or they text you that day. Come on.
I know. Do you have people like that?
They know better. I'm like, no.
Yes.
I'm out of town literally every single weekend.
Yeah.
So, no.
Nice. So our last question is, what are your favorite snacks?
So many.
My favorite snack is a corn tortilla with a piece of salchichon or bologna.
Bologna.
Wow.
Yes, and all done against the fire, not a comal, nothing. Just
so
like,
you get the la salchicha, you put it on, like straight up.
Yeah,
into
like
the
it has to stick to the griller.
Wow. Yes. And like on your stove.
Yes.
Wow. Mmm, qué rico.
That's my favorite snack.
Yum.
Okay. I don't know what this is going to sound like, but I know. I've been really into plátanos right now. Plátanos macho, I think that's what you guys call them, right? Yeah. Like not bananas.
That's what we Mexicans call it, yeah.
Yeah. So this is how I do, because...
Plantains.
I'm actually... This is kind of ironic. I'm allergic to fruit.
All of it? What?
Most of it. Yeah. So I can eat it when it's cooked. So that's why I love...
That's so weird.
Because it changes the chemical compound.
Can you eat chiles en hogada then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course. Yes.
Of course.
Absolutely. But I love getting the plátanos, and I let them get ripe, like black.
Okay.
Right? And this is the first time I've been able to do this because this is the first time I haven't had roommates. Because usually when they see that in the fruit bowl, they throw them away. Uh-huh. Right? Okay, so after this is a hot tip. You guys need to try this. After they get black, then you put them in the fridge for a couple of days so they don't get any mold on them.
Uh-huh.
And then they're really, really ripe, right?
Okay.
Then you get a wet towel and you wrap the plátano in a wet towel. What?
This is elaborate.
I know.
Sounds like a limpia.
It's so... it's
then
so,
you say, diez padre nuestros.
You crack an egg over your head.
Yeah. No, that's...
Tres pelos de rana.
You make some chorizo. Huevos con
¿Cómo
chorizo.
¿Cómo dice Hermelinda Linda?
No. So you wrap the plátano in a wet towel, and then it's very lazy of me. I put it in the microwave for a minute and a half, and it is perfectly steamed.
Okay.
And it comes right out of the peel.
Uh-huh.
You put it in a bowl with a little milk. It's the best breakfast ever.
Delicioso.
That's what I've been doing.
No, para ese entonces ya es almuerzo.
Yeah. I love that snack, though. It's so good.
That's elaborate. Well, wonderful. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for this amazing crossover episode.
Yeah,
this is phenomenal. This is so exciting. We cannot wait to release it. And where can people find you?
You can find us at latinoswholunch.com.
You guys are way more advanced because we do not have a website.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry.
Do you have a hashtag? What's your hashtag?
Hashtag, we love to hashtag everything Latinos Who Podcast and hashtag support brown.
Yes.
Which we've been using.
Thank you.
Also, really quick shout out to Barry over at Podcasts in Color.
Yes, they put us on the list. They put us on the list, too.
So awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So whenever you find a great podcast in color, hashtag it Pods in Color.
Pods in color. I'm sure when they started that, they didn't mean our color, but I'm glad that they've expanded.
They definitely have expanded. Yes.
Love it. Shine Theory.
Yes, exactly. Shine Theory.
Shine Theory.
And I'm at Favi Fav on all social media platforms.
Babelito on Instagram.
Very cool. I love it. Well, thank you guys. This is amazing.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Muchas gracias. Adios.
Woo!
Nos vemos en el SWAT meet.
Oye, güey, no.
La robo.
I'm taking over.
Chisurpador.
Thanks, guys.
I've always wanted to say that.
Hey, Luis, do you know how to support the Tamarindo podcast?
By listening? Duh.
Yeah, but what if you haven't figured out how to listen to a podcast?
Then they should go on our Instagram and figure it out.
That's right, because you made a video. It shows you all the steps to find the Tamarindo podcast. What if you're with a friend and you know they would like the Tamarindo podcast, but they don't listen to podcasts? What can you do?
Then they can pull their credit card out and give us some money.
No, I'm saying, well, that's one way. You could definitely support the way money. But take that person's phone and upload the Tamarindo podcast for them.
Yes.
Super easy. We want you to tell your friends about Tamarindo. And if you don't have any money to give us on our GoFundMe, which we accept donations, if you don't have money for that, but you
also
have
known
time,
as GoFundMyTacos.
GoFundMyTacos. If you have a little bit of time, just take 2 minutes and give us a review on iTunes. It helps other people find our podcast. We are totally independent. We don't have any big media behind us, although we'll welcome
it.
So help us be seen and tell someone about the Tamarindo podcast. Woo-woo. Hey, we just had a fantastic conversation with Latinos Who Lunch. I hope you liked it.
Yes, we had such a great time and we ate so much great food.
lots of food. Like, if you followed us on Instagram, you saw all the delicious food that we had. And it was super awesome hanging around with Fabi Fab and Babelito. Fabi Fab is basically a celebrity here in Las Vegas. Everywhere we went, 10 people said hi to him.
Yes, even at the taco stands, at the bars, walking down the Fremont Street, everybody stopped by to say hi to Fabi Fab, which was crazy.
Yeah, so a little mini celebrity. So we hope you enjoyed that. We're not going to do a chancla this episode because we wanted to keep it nice and brief for you. And we want to let you know again, as Luis mentioned, we were going to go to Oaxaca, so we're listening. We're going to keep experimenting with this travel mic. And we also want to encourage you to contact us. Let us know what you think. You can email us at tamarindopodcast@gmail.com, tamarindopodcast@gmail.com. And in fact, we are also wanting to do more pedos, which is more of your problems. Like you saw today, we were able to answer one of those questions. We want to do more of those. So tell us, what are you thinking about? What would you like us to tackle next? We want to hear from you.
Yes, muchísimas gracias. And nos vemos en Oaxaca.
Yep, nos vemos en Oaxaca. Chao.
Cuando mi arrendador dijo que el alquiler podría ser más barato si fuéramos amigos con beneficios. Había oído hablar de acoso sexual en el lugar de trabajo, pero en mi casa, eso es discriminación en la vivienda basada en el sexo.
La gente de Bienes Raíces dijo que estaríamos más cómodos viviendo en un vecindario diferente con gente como nosotros. Por suerte, conocíamos nuestros derechos. Es ilegal asustar a los posibles propietarios para que se alejen de ciertos vecindarios en función de raza o nacionalidad.
Si usted cree que sufrió discriminación o tiene preguntas sobre sus derechos, comuníquese con Fair Housing Foundation, Fundación de Vivienda Justa, al 800-446-3247 o también en línea en fhfca.org. La vivienda justa es su derecho. Este es un anuncio de servicio público de Fair Housing Foundation y respaldado por el Departamento de Vivienda y Desarrollo Urbano HUD bajo la subvención de FIPPI, FPEI, 220099.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.